A lot of commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area are driving with their mouths agape this morning, and not just because they overindulged during Labor Day weekend. The new eastern span of the Bay Bridge between Oakland and San Francisco has opened to traffic, and it's a pretty piece of architecture, the world's largest self-anchored suspension bridge. While you're driving across it, you can see the old east span just to the side. Now, of course, that has to come down. KQED's Tara Seiler has the story.
Parts of the old eastern span are already being demolished. The rest will be painstakingly taken apart piece by piece over the next 3 years, a project Caltrans chief engineer Brian Maroney is thrilled to be leading.
You know, I want to show you guys the cool stuff on this bridge over here.
Maroney excitedly points to a complex connection joining several beams, then to the smaller steel crisscross sections traveling skyward, a pattern he says that reminds him of his grandmother's lacework. Still, some say the 77-year-old Eastern Span is not as elegant as its graceful new neighbor. In fact, it's often compared to an erector set.
This structure was not designed or constructed for aesthetics. It was about pure engineering, pure efficiency.
And Maroney says there's a beauty in those traits.
It reminds me almost of my grandfather, efficiency. Don't spend a penny you don't need to. And it's what I call an honest structure. It has not one stick of metal on it that it doesn't need. It's just a reflection of who we were during the Depression. And I just kind of love that.
Unfortunately, engineers didn't worry too much about earthquakes during the Depression, and so a new crossing was necessary. There are plans to preserve some pieces of the old bridge for the Oakland Museum or perhaps for a park. In the meantime, Maroney says this once world-class structure should be taken down in a world-class way, with respect. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.